22-year-old Trevor Torrey of Princeton likes to challenge himself, so earlier this month, he decided to walk from Princeton to Penticton on the Kettle Valley Rail Trail. That's continuously 112 kilometers without any real breaks, and Trevor documented his walk. Have a listen.
So I'm going to be attempting to walk from Princeton to Penticton, and this is everything I'm bringing with me. Got my hiking poles. My backpack, I've got granola bars and all that in there. Two Gatorade, another Gatorade, and water in there, 2 liters. So that's everything I have to drink.
Yeah, there's been a lot of bear scat, which has me mildly concerned, but not too concerned. I've been having some mild back pain, but nothing that unmanageable.
So I've been going for about 18 hours, so after the next half hour, this will be the record for the longest continuous hike that I've done.
36 hours past the Trail Creek Trestle, and a lot of foot pain. Oh, there's a lot of blisters, and it hurts so much to stand up.
And Trevor Torrey joins us now to tell us about his epic walk. Good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Tell me a little bit about this walk you did. What exactly did you do?
So a few days ago, I walked from Princeton to Penticton on the Kettle Valley Rail Trail, about 112 kilometers. I left at 1 in the morning on the 16th, and I arrived at 3 in the afternoon on the 17th.
So you did this without any kind of real breaks, no sleeping?
Yeah, I took 15-minute breaks every hour, but that's all I did.
And this took you how many hours in total?
38 hours.
38 hours, didn't sleep. And why did you do this?
It was just, you know, it was a challenge that's been floating around in my head for a while. And, you know, it seemed like, yeah, I wanted to see if I could take on the challenge and meet it. And, you know, fortunately I was able to, and it took me 3 attempts to do it. So it didn't happen easily.
What do you mean? How did you try before?
I had 2 other attempts at doing the walk. And once I ended up quitting due to a foot problem. And the second time I ended up quitting due to fatigue.
And why do you seek out these challenges for yourself? Not many people do.
There's just a lot of satisfaction in, you know, in completing these challenges. And, you know, I find it gets me into a really great state of mind. I just get really relaxed and, you know, it's just, it's really good for me.
What did you all have on your back?
So I had some Gatorade and water for food. I was mostly carrying junk food. I had a few layers of like hoodies and fleece sweaters, and you know, for the most part, that was all I had, like that and my camera.
And why did you only bring junk food?
That attempt at the walk was kind of a last minute thing, and the only thing that was open when I got off work was a gas station, so that was pretty much what I was limited to buying.
So you weren't even very prepared for this?
Not particularly.
And how did you do? Tell us about the walk. I mean, hour one must have felt okay, but by hour 30, how were you feeling?
Yeah, after I'd been going for about 24 hours, the fatigue really set in, and I started to kind of be almost in a daydreaming state. And by about hour 27 or 28, I was having very severe cramping. And for the last few hours, I started to get some really nasty blisters on my feet. So I was really hobbling for the last little bit of it.
You took a video and captured, how did you do it? You captured some moments through the whole portion of your walk?
Yeah, I took little video recordings every 3 hours. Just the reason I did that is I wanted to see, you know, how my state of mind was throughout the walk. And like in the video, you know, if you watch it, you can kind of see my state of mind deteriorate a bit as I get very fatigued.
How did you recover from all of this?
Just lots of sleep, and I was kind of forced to recover because I had to go to work the next day.
What? Did you sleep?
Yeah, I slept in Penticton and then took a bus to Princeton the next day and went to work.
Do your friends and family think you're kind of crazy?
Yeah, I think I have that reputation.
And did you see any wildlife on your walk?
Yeah, I saw a baby black bear. That was probably the most interesting thing I saw.
No mama bear.
No mama bear, so that was a relief.
Yeah. And I mean, how did you prepare for this? Are you someone who does these kinds of walks, these hikes often?
Yeah, I try to get out hiking, you know, once a week. And, you know, I try, you know, usually I don't do anything this ambitious. Usually I'm shooting for the 15 to 25 kilometer range. But so, you know, I stay in decent shape, but I probably wasn't physically in as good a shape as I should have been for it.
And tell me about what's next. Do you have anything else planned like this?
Oh, well, as far as hiking goes, I'm going to be attempting to hike the Appalachian Trail next spring. So that's kind of the next challenge that I've set for myself. But for things along the lines of this, you know, next year or the year after, I might look at doing it again or doing it to Kelowna or doing something similar.
Wow. Okay. Well, again, congratulations on your walk. And I hope next time you bring a little bit more food and maybe healthier food.
Yeah, I kind of hope that too.
All right, Trevor, thank you so much.
Okay, not a problem.